A self-described reformer will soon oversee criminal prosecutions in the cities of Boston, Chelsea, Revere, and Winthrop. The two remaining candidates for Suffolk County District Attorney both are proposing significant changes in addressing criminal behavior. The winner in November will follow in the footsteps of reformers elected in Chicago and Philadelphia. WBUR's Allie Jarmanning checked in on both cities' efforts to change their criminal justice systems.
During the campaign for Philadelphia District Attorney last year, criminal justice reform advocates pushed hard to elect one of the most progressive DAs ever. Larry Krasner promised a swath of progressive changes, and reform groups like Reclaim Philadelphia and the Coalition for a Just District Attorney knocked on 60,000 doors to get him elected. And they won. Larry Krasner, a civil rights lawyer and frequent adversary of prosecutors and police, is the top prosecutor in Philly now. Over the last year, Krasner has started enacting the reforms he promised. He's issued a memo directing prosecutors to factor in the cost of incarceration during sentencing and ending cash bail for most nonviolent crimes. The groups that endorsed him have had to switch from supporting the candidate to holding the office accountable. It's something that hasn't been done before in Philly or in most other places, says Rick Krajewski, an organizer in Philadelphia.
The idea of community organizations working with the district attorney's office would have been laughable 5 years ago or even not even imaginable. There's no like roadmap to figure out how to do this model of accountability and co-governance.
In a few months, Boston will be in the same boat. Rachel Rollins, the Democratic nominee for GA, has promised reforms from ending the practice of cash bail to not prosecuting many petty crimes. She'll face off against an independent candidate, Mike Maloney, who has proposed resentencing those serving time for nonviolent offenses. David Rudofsky is a longtime defense and civil rights attorney in Philadelphia. He was a supporter of Krasner and is watching closely as Boston and other cities pick a different kind of DA.
For many, many, many years, prosecutors have been kind of very strong law and order, very harsh, many very repressive, and using tactics and procedures which have led to mass incarceration in this country and have not provided us much more safety. So what I'm hopeful for is this new breed can show that there's a different way of doing it and that they can do it successfully.
It's a similar story in Chicago, where Kim Fox unseated the incumbent in Chicago's Cook County in 2016, riding a wave of rage over how the city's establishment handled police shootings and corruption. Like in Philadelphia, the same groups that helped elect Fox are now turning their critical eye on her. After a massive data release by Fox's office, a progressive coalition did its own analysis of the data. It commended Fox for the increased transparency, but said she needs to do better when it comes to charging so many low-level drug offenders with felonies. Christy Sanford is with the People's Lobby, one of the groups involved.
Just helping a candidate win an election is not enough. We really do need to have a concrete strategy for how to continue to be in relationship with that person once they become an elected official, and the real-life improvements that we need for our communities and in people's lives.
Both top prosecutors in Chicago and Philly have felt pushback, from the attorneys and staffers in their own shops to the police officers and the unions that represent them. Rudofsky, the defense attorney in Philly, says that hasn't slowed Krasner down.
Philadelphia has a long history of very law and order district attorney's office going back decades, and this is a dramatic change, so not surprising that some people don't like what he's doing.
Boston's next DA, whether it's Rollins or Maloney, will start having to deal with that scrutiny when they're sworn in January. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmanning.